Bizarre.
WMMR presents Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
I'm going to start with a story.
Yeah.
That happened here in Philadelphia. I think this took place yesterday. A park ranger confronted a woman seen snatching birds at Independence Mall and stuffing them in a bag.
Yes, the video just surfaced. I saw the video, and I just out of the blue, and she's feeding them, and then just like quickly snatches up these birds.
Yeah, it's as if it looks as if she would. If you've ever tried to catch a fly,
yeah,
you know, she's like your hand hovers over it. She's doing this a bird very slowly, and then bam, she grabs it and then shoves it in a plastic bag. Video posted to Instagram on Wednesday showed the woman capturing what appear to be sparrows as she and a man sit on a bench near Independence Hall. The man appears to toss food to a cluster of birds as the woman leans down and grabs one and puts it in a small plastic bag, and then she ties it off as the bird flaps around inside. Park Service spokeswoman Gina Gilliam says a ranger approached the couple over a complaint that they were catching birds. Actually, this took place on Tuesday, it says.
Okay.
So the ranger observed empty plastic bags and told the couple that trapping wildlife in the park is indeed illegal.
Oh, you just can't grab up all the birds and stuff?
No, you can't.
Can't chop down a few trees or take a few plants?
No. And the biggest question has not been answered.
What are they for?
Why?
Yeah, yeah.
What are you doing?
Because the Lord knows there are not enough sparrows around.
Yeah. An estate agent who stabbed his wife to death after she taunted him for having a small penis has been jailed for life. David Clark will spend at least 15 years behind bars for murdering his wife of 10 years, Melanie, at their home on New Year's Eve. He had denied the charge, claiming that he suffered a, quote, loss of control after being subjected to sexual humiliation. During his trial, he claimed that he snapped after Melanie taunted him that she had had sex with the lesbian daughter of his best friend, and he also said she mocked the size of his penis.
Hmm.
He said, Katie Bastians.
I'm sure he loved hearing that in court over and over and over again.
He's the one who brought it up.
Yeah.
You know, he could have.
It was a bad defense now that I think about it.
He said that Katie Bastians went to bed with his.
Oh, and he's incontinent.
With his wife after spending the evening with the couple and her dad, Stephen.
I meant to say she was making fun of how big it is.
Clark told the Birmingham Crown Court that he was asleep at the time of the alleged one-night stand 2 days before the murder. Giving evidence, he said, Steve and his daughter, Katie, spent the night at my house. My wife and Katie were drinking. I went to bed about midnight. Stevie was downstairs on the couch, and Katie and Melanie were in the main bedroom, and I wasn't aware of anything happening. There was a lot of giggling, he said. His wife later told him that Katie started doing things to her. My wife mentioned it to me because she found her on Facebook and said, it looks like Katie has a girlfriend. And I said, well, surely you could stop it. You could say no or turn away. And she didn't answer me. Clark said that his wife brought up the tryst again at home 2 days later. And they had been after they had been to a friend's New Year's Eve party. She said these things in a revengeful way, he said. I had no idea why she was saying these things. And then he said his wife, who used to mock his small penis, continued to taunt him about the tryst. So he stabbed her with a knife before dialing 911 and confessing, I've killed my wife.
Well, it all worked out.
And his quote was, she effing did my head in. So he's facing life in prison now.
I think that's a future sparrow kidnapper right there.
Police in Texas are looking for a man who broke into an office while wearing underwear on his head. The suspect, donning a blue pair of boxer briefs on his head, but not enough to completely hide his face, burglarized Enchanted Rock and Landscape Supplies. It wasn't immediately clear if he searched through all of the office drawers or not. So you can see the guy's face.
Yeah, absolutely.
Dude, you've humiliated yourself by putting underwear on your head alone.
Is it so hard to find a ski mask?
The local police department posted a surveillance video of the break-in to Facebook in which the man is seen climbing through the window and what seems to be a flashlight in his mouth.
One of the best ones you ever had, Preston, was the guy who took a magic marker and drew a beard on his face.
Exactly. He walked up to the security camera and apparently disabled it.
Yeah.
But you can clearly see a picture of him with the underwear on his head.
You know, Steve, it happened in Texas. So in his defense, maybe ski masks aren't readily available. It's maybe. Not like a ski
True,
mask area.
It's not going to look any more bizarre than walking in with underwear on your head.
Yeah. Earl Stevens Jr. told investigators he wasn't drinking while driving. Instead, he was downing bourbon only while stopped at traffic signals and stop signs.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah, he wasn't actually driving and drinking at the same time.
There's a gray area in the law.
Stevens' explanation, however, didn't keep him out of jail on a DUI charge following the incident in Vero Beach.
Is it drinking While driving,
county
specifically,
sheriff's office went to a McDonald's in Vero Beach for a possible disturbance. A woman said a vehicle behind her in the drive-thru kept striking her rear bumper. She pointed to a vehicle driven by Stevens. Stevens said that he's never had a valid Florida driver's license.
Ah.
Deputies noticed that he did have an open bottle of liquor in a brown paper bag in the passenger seat. Stevens smelled of booze, the officer said, and he said he, quote, felt pretty good. He said he was drinking Jim Beam bourbon from the bottle in the passenger seat. He said he was drinking only at stop signs.
How do you feel, sir? I feel pretty good. I'm drunk, you know.
He further explained that he was not drinking while the car was moving and only when he stopped for stop signs and traffic signals.
So when you're drunk, do you stop being drunk when you start driving?
I don't know. He also said he imbibed actively from Port St. Lucie to Indian River County.
Wow.
And there are lots of stop signs and traffic signals between those two locations.
So it was safe all the way.
He had already had two earlier DUI charges from Missouri on his record as well. How about this, man? A trip down the zip line ended in misery and vomit for more than 500 people who visited Gatlinburg, Tennessee this summer.
Yes.
The Tennessee Department of Health found E. coli bacteria present in the water at Climeworks ziplining tours in the Great Smoky Mountains.
So they're drinking this water, I assume?
Yeah.
And then they're getting up on the zip line?
At least 548 sick people said that they had ziplined at Climeworks between mid-June and early July. The tree-topping tours include water stops, and the coolers are filled with well water.
Oh, man.
Well water. And that's likely where the contamination came from.
How fast is that set upon you?
It can come along pretty quick.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you're on a zip line and you got the squirts.
Oh, my God.
Emily Oney, who vacationed in the area with her family, wrote on Facebook that she had visited the zip line with a group of seven other people on June 31st. By the following afternoon, six of them were throwing up and terribly sick.
You could end up getting really sick and dying.
Yeah. Upon further investigation, she said, I found a review online from Sunday where more families were claiming to be sick from the contaminated coolers of water on the course.
Jeez. So
over 500 people got E. coli poisoning from that.
You think water is going to be pretty benign?
All right, and then we'll do one more story, and we will wrap this up. A man in the central New York village of Pulaski had a rude awakening on June 29th when a snake fell from his bedroom ceiling and landed on him as he slept. Dude, and it was I think it was a boa constrictor.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Time to move. Unbelievable. there's a little bit of a snake problem, but it's good to it's close to a good school.
The State Department of Environmental Conservation says a responding officer determined the snake was a 6-foot-long red-tailed boa constrictor that had escaped from its enclosure in a nearby apartment.
Most people freak the hell out if there's a spider on them.
The man who was awakened by the snake wasn't injured, and the snake was reunited with its owner. So he was sleeping. It fell on him in bed. That's insane, man.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand.
An alleged criminal's plans went awry when he got stuck in a ventilation duct on Tuesday. And it was in the kitchen of a Golden Corral. Employees noticed smoke was not ventilating properly from an exhaust fan over the stove. The manager discovered the root of the problem when he went up to the roof and took a look inside. Charlie Edward Walker was stuck in the duct.
Hello?
Yeah, Charlie's 60 years old, and he's
stuck in here.
Members of the police and fire departments removed Walker.
My ass is really hot.
Before transporting him to the hospital.
I have to go to the hospital.
After he was released from the hospital, police arrested Walker, and he faces charges of felony breaking and entering.
We're looking at the mugshot of the guy. He looks like a vent guy. I just love vents.
And he just happened to crawl into one that is the smoke exhaust.
Sure.
So not a nice day for him.
If you're going to be a vent guy, learn what the vents do.
Yeah. A home nurse found a black bear in her minivan Tuesday after visiting a patient. Carrie Watts said that she left her windows.
This is Subaru. This is incredible. Unbelievable. Has 19 cup holders.
Charlie Watts. He plays for Rolling Stones.
Oh, my God. I'm such a huge fan. I randomly picked a Rolling Stones vehicle. Oh, my God. Can I take a selfie?
Carrie Watts said she left her windows down to combat the heat while parked.
Where did Charlie go?
The bear smelled her lunch, which she had left on her seat, and climbed through the window.
Baby, I want to smell your lunch.
It sounds disgusting, doesn't it?
The bear ate the lunch,
I'm gonna eat your lunch.
Was consistent.
I'm gonna smell it, and then I'm going to eat it.
The lunch consisted of a sandwich, some chips, and a cookie. She said it also...
Save the cookie for last.
It also tore up her child's... Her
I
car,
ripped your child apart, by
no, the way. No, the car seats. The child's car seats. And demolished a pile of paperwork. She tried to scare the bear out of the car with her car alarm and pots and pans. The noise didn't work, she said, but eventually the bear climbed out of the car on its own and got out of there. A Florida man has been charged with attacking a person dressed as a Minion cartoon character along a popular Florida boardwalk.
You shouldn't attack Minions.
I know. Police say Jamie Roman was costumed as a yellow cylindrical minion and working outside of Jungle George's on Daytona Beach's boardwalk on Sunday evening when a man started messing with him. Roman says the man slammed him onto the pavement and kicked him when he tried to get back up. This is a dude dressed as a Minion. Police said witnesses cheered this guy on, too, who was beating him up. They cheered up Ryan Neihart during the attack. The store owner and others helped detain Neihart until police arrived. He was charged with battery and criminal mischief. Rome declined medical treatment, saying he was mostly bruised. The store owner told the police the $300 Minion suit was destroyed in the fracas. A homeless South Florida man with no arms has been charged with stabbing a Chicago tourist. Yeah.
Florida man.
Okay.
No arms.
I specifically did not read this story because I wanted you to tell me
how
a armless man stabbed someone.
So listen to this. Miami Beach police say 46-year-old Jonathan Crenshaw held a pair of scissors with his feet and stabbed 22-year-old Cesar Coronado just after midnight on Tuesday. We're looking at his mugshot. Yeah. I think he knows the vent guy, Steve.
I got scissors.
Yeah.
I got scissors and I can use it.
Crenshaw's a popular fixture.
Don't need no frickin' arms.
Yeah. So this guy, the armless guy, is a popular fixture in the area known for painting on canvases along a trendy spot in South Beach.
Yeah, he looks like an artist.
According to the arrest report.
I express myself through scissor art.
Crenshaw says that he was lying down when Coronado approached him and punched him in the head. Police say Crenshaw stabbed Coronado twice and fled.
How?
A friend who was traveling...
He's holding scissors in his feet.
A friend who was traveling...
Don't with run with scissors.
Coronado
You won't.
They asked Crenshaw for directions when he suddenly jumped up and stabbed Coronado in his arm. He was taken to the hospital. Crenshaw has been charged with aggravated battery. Wow. All right, one last story. All right. Let's see. If something looks like it might be an explosive, it's best not to touch it. An American tourist caused big issues at the Vienna airport in Austria after she allegedly tried to take an unexploded World War II artillery shell through customs.
They won't let that through, huh?
They weren't having it. A portion of the airport had to be shut down after the bomb disposal unit was called to remove the shell. The 24-year-old, trying to fly with her souvenir, said she found the military ordnance while hiking.
It was filled with 5 ounces of shampoo pressed, and they tackled her.
The unidentified woman was fined nearly $5,000 and reported to prosecutors for negligent endangerment.
There are always stories that you have about people who will find ordnance that are that they think are inert and are completely functioning and unexploded.
All right, and that's what I have in the Bizarre File for you.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.